There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
I am magical. I am wonderful. I am powerful. I am unlimited abundance. I am harmony. I am balanced. I am luminous. I am charismatic. I am poetry in motion. I am peaceful. I am loving. I am joyful. I am divine. I am just like you. And I believe it is all true. All paths of spirituality are taking us to a place where I know who am I, the real me. But the paradox is that wherever I reach, I feel as if this is the last or this is the ultimate. And the moment this feeling comes, you again come down. This is more or less like spiritual snakes and ladders. When you climb any ladder, there is a snake sitting there. At the end of every ladder, there is a snake. And the moment you climb the ladder, you are in the mouth of the snake. And the snake brings you down. Suddenly you realize a new truth. A new understanding, and it is like enlightenment. And today you feel all my doubts are cleared. And today you feel I was in the darkness. And today you feel this is what I should have done long back. And today you feel a new light, a new morning, a new something has come. But the next day, you are again same in the mouth of the snake. And you are back to square one. The entire spiritual life sometimes feels like a game of spiritual snakes and ladder. You go up, you go down. You climb up, you come down. Climbing up, coming down. Climbing up, coming down. Sudden awakening and then sleep. And the moment you sleep, you lose something. Dinusoya, Dinukoya. The moment you sleep, you lose something. They have used different words to describe the understanding of consciousness. Hiding the mind. Second is suppressing the mind. Third is destroying the mind. Yogis have described these three stages of consciousness where you hide your feelings. You don't want to interact with them because they are not very beautiful. the dark, the negative, the dirty. You want to hide them, but they are like seeds waiting for the drop of rains. A single drop of rain and the seeds sprout and they come out because they were just hiding. The second is suppressing them, suppressing the mind. It's there, but you try to suppress. But they are also like seeds, eager to sprout, to become sapling, to become tree, and to shake you. The third is destroying the mind. That's the stage of no mind. You reach a stage where mind doesn't exist. And many have agreed that this is the highest stage of consciousness, where the mind is not. And the method to achieve this is choiceless awareness or detached observership. Just or keep on observing, without judging, without interpreting things, without giving any opinion. Things are. It's not positive, it is not negative. What is positive for you might be negative for somebody. So you go beyond mind. A difficult sadhana, and yet possible. The fourth is what Baba has told. Transforming the mind, or letting the mind move to higher realm of consciousness, or man, mana, bhav. You are not trying to hide. You are not trying to suppress. You are not trying even to destroy. But you are giving it a higher channel, a higher ladder. In these methods, there is always first two methods, basically, snakes and ladders, up and down and up and down. But this last method, it's a gradual training of the mind. Man Mana Bhav is the blooming of the consciousness. It is the flowering of the consciousness. It is not suppression. It is not hiding, but it's a gradual maturation, the spiritual maturation. And when this process begins, all that is waste, all that is garbage and dust and rubbish falls down. Spiritualists call it by the name emptying of consciousness. The consciousness is filled with content. What is the content of the consciousness? Thoughts. So it's a gradual emptying, and the vessel becomes clean and clear. You are creating a new vessel. Let the old depart and new enter. But the new cannot enter unless and until the old has gone. The entire spiritual process is this process of awakening. Different words they have used: awakening, enlightening, blooming. So these are all the stages of wakefulness, watchfulness. Spiritual life is the life of staying awake, alert. No matter from where you start, beginning should be humble and begin as if this is the very moment, this is the very start. Till now, whatever that has happened. I do not repent. I do not waste my time in repentance, rather I begin from zero, but gradually, slowly, with newness. A dog was there, and the dog was crossing the railway line, but time mismanagement. The train came suddenly, and its tail got crushed. So the dog was in pain. It started licking its tail. But whilst licking, it again came on the railway track. Another train came and he was decapitated. His head was cut. So head was sacrificed for tail. Since the tail is cut, it's okay. Now preserve the head. Whatever that has gone, has gone. Whatever that is lost, is lost. Head is still there. You are alive. Don't allow the tail to take your head. Life is an ongoing journey. Move. No matter what has happened. How traumatic. How painful. How grievous is the loss. The battle is still remaining. The journey is yet unfinished. The path is still invoking you. The destination is still there. You got lost in between, somewhere, in the leeways, but now come back to the highway. The destination is still there. No matter how many times the snake has brought you down, the ladder is, new ladder is still waiting. So wake up. Wake up call. The moment you sleep, you start hallucinating. The moment you sleep, you lose consciousness, you lose enthusiasm. Today morning, Savyakt Murli, what you should have? Only one thing. Zeal, zest, enthusiasm. Begin again. Again and again. Again and again. It's a continuous journey. You get lost, come back. You fall, rise up. If you fall 7 times, rise the 8th time. So, staying alert, staying awake. Sleep is the enemy of knowledge. Spiritual sleep, that is forgetfulness. The goal is to keep yourself awake all the time. And how do we keep ourselves awake? By knowledge. By churning of knowledge. Just as the warriors, they clean their weapons every day. Why? They should not rust. They clean their weapons every day. In the similar manner, the intellect is your weapon. And keeping the intellect clean and clear means you keep on churning knowledge. The more you churn knowledge, the more sharpened the intellect becomes. So keep on churning. Take a point. Extract a point from Murli. Think over it. Go in silence. Try to experience it. Expand it. Contract it. Murli should become an experiential retreat. It should just not remain a theory, but an experience. It should become a retreat. And this will happen only when the intellect is trained to churn. So keep churning, keep churning. That keeps you awake. Because when the mind is trained to churn, wherever you see any point of knowledge, for example, there is something written on the board. The moment you see that, your thoughts start rotating, oscillating, thinking. Because you already churned that point of happiness. So you see the word there. So all the points related to that word come to your mind. So this habit of churning is must. That keeps you awake. The second thing is the practice of meditation. Meditation is not about just sitting at one place and trying to say, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. To say I am soul is a forced meditation. Rather, I am soul should come as a result. No man or no woman ever say that I am woman, I am woman, I am woman. I am man, I am man, I am man. I will wear only male clothes, I will wear only male clothes. There is no such practice because it is so deeply ingrained in the consciousness. So there is no need. So what should be done? It is about churning that point so deeply, even the point that I am soul. But it is more about churning rather than repetition. Simple repetition will not help. So that this should become the very music which you can hear within. Even whilst you are not speaking or saying, still that consciousness is there, that loud voice is within you. That this body, this assemblage of bones and muscles, I am not. But there is something which is within me, which is apart from this body, which is different from this body. So that should be the practice. When man came to Buddha and he said, Lord, I want to get liberated. Buddha said, go away from my place. I cannot give you. You want to get liberated from something. I can't do that. Yes, I can liberate you from yourself. This I or you, that is the bondage, that is the obstacle. A person is enjoying a business, a job. He says, I am boss. This is one part. Now he enters into spirituality and he sits in meditation. Now he says, I am enjoying in super sensuous bliss. But the condition is same. Here also I was there. Here also I is there. Now this I is like a snake that will again bring you down. This I itself should drop. Who is enjoying? That should go away. Only the bliss remains. Even the moment I say I am, in today's Avyakta Murli also Baba said, they complained to Baba, Baba, you did not help us. We were failure in seva. You didn't help us. Or they say that I was not worthy. So first from blaming, they move to self-victimization. Today's Murli is a very psychological and philosophical analysis of self-victimization to blame game. First they blame Baba, you did not help. And from there they enter into, I am not worthy. Baba said, if your intellect is surrendered, from where you have got this? Now what you are talking about defeat and victory? Everything is his. So it is the freedom from I. It is the freedom from you. I did not get success in service. I. Where from you have got this I? Spiritual life is to get rid of this I. Forget defeat or victory. So it is the rising of the awakening of the consciousness. Anything which is associated with I and you is sleep. To free yourself from that I and you and enter into the I-lessness and you-lessness is the waking up. So arise, awake, uttishta jagrata, Om Shanti.